For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Americans are getting another chance to say goodbye to former President George H.W. Bush, whose body is lying in repose at the family church in Houston.
I just had a feeling that I needed to be here and I wanted to be here. And I do feel that President Bush 41 set a great example.
More than 3,000 people attended a funeral service in Washington's National Cathedral. Former President George W. Bush offered an emotional tribute.
A great and noble man. The best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
He will be laid to rest alongside his wife Barbara and his littlest daughter Robin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
CNN is now reporting that the U.S. has begun making the necessary preparations to sail a warship into the Black Sea. Brian Brown says the preparations come as tensions escalate between Ukraine and Russia.
Ukraine has accused Russia of building up its forces in the region. Russia today announcing they're conducting multiple military drills. So tensions are very high, and we heard about this at the recent NATO conference in Brussels, where all the 29 NATO allies called on Russia to release those detained sailors.
Pacific Gas and Electric has been targeted in a class action lawsuit. It alleges the utility bears responsibility for the deadly Northern California campfire in Paradise that left at least 85 people dead. The lawsuit claims unsafe electrical infrastructure started the massive wildfire. Hundreds of families were finally allowed back into the burned-out town of Paradise to see what remained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The attorneys general of the District of Columbia and Maryland will issue subpoenas as part of their lawsuit accusing President Trump of illegally profiting from his office. The Trump Organization and Trump's legal team has been fighting off this suit along with a slew of others for months. But a federal judge in Maryland has decided that the case can go forward and that the attorneys general can get discovery or documents in place. So subpoenas are set up to go out to all different financial institutions in hopes of completing the investigation in the next 6 months. 9-year-old Dane Best fought City Hall and won. The Severance, Colorado fourth grader went to a town board meeting on Monday and presented his case to overturn a century-old ban on throwing snowballs.
They all agreed this law should be changed. I have 20 letters from kids in my class that would like to have this changed. One of our third grade classes wrote an opinion paper on this law.
And of course, after convincing the town board to overturn the ban, Dane himself got to throw the first legal snowball in his town since the 1920s. And while Dane can now legally heave snowballs at his little brother, he now has his eye on another town ordinance which defines pets only as cats and dogs. Dane owns a guinea pig, and he thinks they should have rights, too. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.